nation left behind by a storm. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Some injuries, but no fatalities after a tornado touched down near Wichita, Kansas last night. Fox Weather's Will Nunley is in the town of Andover.
This perfectly formed, powerful twister came through, consuming buildings, businesses, homes, cars at the YMCA, where during the height of this tornado, this building took a direct hit. About 60 people were sheltering inside, and vehicles, the parking lot was full of vehicles. They were slammed up inside the building, and even about four of those cars entering inside of this YMCA.
More than 15,000 people lost power. The funeral was held today for the Texas Guardsman who died trying to save migrants.
22-year-old Bishop Evans drowned in the Rio Grande River while trying to help two migrants crossing the border near Eagle Pass, Texas. The migrants survived, but Evans did not. Mike Moore was at the funeral Saturday. He's part of the Patriot Guard Riders, which provides motorcycle escorts at military funerals.
He went to Kuwait and Iraq and came home safe and came back to Texas and with Operation Lone Star, you know, goes to help once again and ends up giving the ultimate sacrifice.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Republicans are blasting DHS's new disinformation governance board. Texas Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn.
This disinformation governance board is put there to allow the Biden administration to censor political free speech.
The White House says it's only keeping with the efforts of former President Trump to fight disinformation. Naomi Judd, the singer in the Grammy-winning duo The Judds, a mother of Winona and Ashley Judd, has died. A statement from them said they lost their mother to mental illness. She was 76. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Congressional leaders are back to traveling to faraway locations to address issues. Fox's Chad Pergram explains from Capitol Hill.
The recess fueled an intensive itinerary for lawmakers for the first time since the pandemic. These junkets drew heat decades ago. Members traveled to exotic locations, heavy on sunshine, light on substance. These days, they're jam-packed. However, the trips sometimes yield an unquantifiable benefit lost during the pandemic amid deep-seated mistrust between the sides. Lawmakers sometimes build bipartisan bonds during a long flight or a trip to the hotel bar. In other words, the most valuable commodity from a trip may be forging congressional comity, which breaks down partisan divides. On Capitol Hill, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Black Lives Matter faces a lawsuit over its financial records, Fox's William Lajeunesse reports.
Indiana's Attorney General Todd Rokita sued Black Lives Matter this week, demanding 5 years of financial records. Every nonprofit is required to file financial statements showing who gave, how much, and how it was spent. Despite claiming to have raised at least $90 million in 2020, BLM told the state of California it had zero revenues or expenses and failed to file reports in Indiana and other states. Despite global recognition, BLM's books mostly have flown under the radar until the purchase of this $6 million mansion by the former boyfriend of a BLM co-founder using a shell corporation.
BLM says it's working to address its finances. The organization has about 3 weeks to respond. The Israeli military says it's searching for a pair of Palestinian attackers who shot and killed a security guard at the entrance of a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank. That took place late Friday at the entrance to Ariel. Separately, Palestinian officials say a 27-year-old man was killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.